So let's get going on your music right away. You produce a lot more wonderful music, and as I said, you don't seem to know anywhere to swim but on the deep side of the pool. Tell us about Sundial Tree and your first song.
A Line was a song that I felt really good about writing because I just felt like a lot of things were lining up really good in life, and that all these things of the past had come to a point that really pointed me in the direction that I was going to go. And I actually wrote it in Austin before we moved back, and I was recording it around the time that I talked to you 2 years ago. It was just about this idea of trying to devote my life to music, whatever that would mean for me, that I would just pull out the rug from underneath myself in a lot of other ways or directions that things could go, and I would just offer myself 5 years to just devote myself to music and see what happened. So at this point, I'm 2 years into it, and I'm thankful to that song for when I wrote that song was really when I kind of made that type of, I don't know if you could call it a contract with yourself or something.
Well, it looks like you've been doing a good job of following the conditions of the contract, whatever that is. The alignment that you're talking about, obviously, I mean, it's got a metaphysical element, or maybe it's essentially metaphysical, I think. You refer in the song to ley lines, and for those who don't know what ley lines are, they're a number of places, geographical or historical interests, that seem to line up in maybe some kind of energy way or intention way, or maybe you want to say it in your words, but are there such things around Decora as well, or is this something you've experienced firsthand?
I've always thought there's sacred sites or sites that, if not everybody resonates, maybe even in your own personal life you resonate with. And yeah, it was definitely all the things that you said about ley lines, you hit it right in the way that I would have said it as well. And just this idea of places where you feel really good, and then I would go maybe to other places and I just wouldn't feel good. And I was like, what is this about, you know? And some people think maybe it's ions in the water underground, and people have all kinds of ideas of just about the natural beauty of a location as well. And I know with Decora here, there's some type of idea of like a meteorite struck here. That was the thing in the news a year ago. So it's maybe a town built on, if you can picture what would happen when the earth is struck by something like that, that maybe it did get charged. Who knows?
Well, charge us up here with A Line. It's by Michelle Lynn from Sundial Tree.